The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He has this very beautiful statement, you know, he says, and I'm just paraphrasing this last part, but he says that whenever I would look at Fatima, all of my difficulties and sorrows would fade away. Yeah? That I would just look at her and my difficulties and sorrows would fade away. You look at the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that it was his custom that he would start his day at the house of Fatima. Yeah? And that whenever he would return, he would go to the house of Fatima. And that whenever there were difficulties, he would go to the house of Fatima. Why? Because at the house of Fatima, it was like the troubles of Rasulullah would disappear. Yeah? It was this peace, this tranquility that she fed to everyone else, that brought about such contentment and satisfaction with one's life. And this was not just in her life, you know. Sayyidah Khadija alayha afdalu salatu wa salam says a very beautiful tradition that when Fatima was in my stomach, it was a very light and easy pregnancy, and that she would constantly speak to me and comfort me while she was in my womb. Yeah? It was a nature that she had. You know, these type of things shouldn't surprise us when we read these type of things. Yeah, Allah has talked about it in the Quran that Nabi Isa spoke to Maryam. Yeah, that when she was carrying him. So why would it be any different when we hear these type of stories? When we hear this about those who are better than every human being that came prior. And so you find that she had this way about her. And so when we try to understand that, how can I be like that, right? Because we want to be like that. Look, we all go through problems. We all have issues. We all wake up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say, right? And we have our own internal baggage and drama, but the expectation is that a human being is able to deal with that to the best of their ability individually, so that those who are around them don't get the brunt of the internal conflicts that we're going through. And part of that has to do with compartmentalization, right? Like where I say, I know I'm having a bad day, but that doesn't mean that others have to experience that, because they had nothing to do with that. And when you live within a family structure, the others have to be in tune as well to know that he's having a bad day, so don't poke the bear kind of thing, right? And so we work together to try to create this. But there is a particular quality, right, that we see that is really important for us to try to embody ourselves, and it is the quality of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, that she was satisfied with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, she had rida. Yeah, she was radi bi qada illah. She was satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would order for her or put her in. And you know, this idea of being satisfied, right, with the decree of God is an essential quality of faith. It is an essential quality of faith to be happy with God, to be satisfied with God. But it's not an easy quality, right? Because the heart desires more, the wants are there. But no matter what situation we find ourselves in, one of the most important characteristics that we have to exhibit if we are a believer is to be satisfied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the decree of God. It's not just being satisfied with God, but being satisfied with whatever position I find myself in. Imam, our second Imam, Imam Al-Hasan alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He has a very beautiful tradition. He says, Kayfa yakunu al-mu'min mu'minan وَهُوَ يَسْخَتُ قِسْمَهُ وَيُحَقِّرُ مَنْزِلَتَهُ وَالْحَاكِمْ عَلَيْهِ اللَّهِ He says, how is it possible for a believer to be a believer when they are dissatisfied with their lot in life? Yeah? How is it possible for a believer to be a believer? That means you have to be a believer, these things can't exist in us. He says, how is it possible for a believer to be a believer when their lot in life, when they are dissatisfied with their lot in life, and they despise their current circumstance, when they know that Allah has authority over them. Yeah? When they know that Allah has authority over them. You follow, right? It's not possible, you know, for us to display our dissatisfaction with something when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this authority over us, when it is Allah who is in control of this, right? There are many examples that we can give, but the point here that's really important for us to understand, right, that when we believe, we are already a mu'min, we believe that God has authority over us, but when we are not satisfied with the position that God has put us in, we are displaying a lack of faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, it's very important that we become the type of people who don't complain, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our present condition. Now, can we complain to God to try to improve our condition? Yeah, I don't see that as being a conflict. It is not to complain to him about where we're at, but to beg him to put us somewhere else if it's better. Do you understand the difference? It's a really fine difference, right? But it's not to say, Ya Allah, why am I here? No, we can't complain to him like that. Why did you do this to me? Why did this person die? Why is this person... No, we can't complain like that, right? But to say that, Ya Allah, I find this situation difficult at this particular moment. Right? And I know you know my particular condition. If it's possible for you to give me another condition, I would be grateful. I don't think there's a problem with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it does start with learning to be satisfied, right? With whatever we have been dealt with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه